Episode 32, Startup in Windows 10. This week I hit a little problem, so it's a bit of a geeky one this week, which is how to solve a problem of getting a program to start at the beginning of the Windows load. This is important for those people with hand function loss and also for those with memory issues. And enabling something like drag and dictate, which can give such a person access, is vital. And so knowing how to do that is incredibly vital. So the little command is called shell colon startup. Now, I go to the Windows Start button on Windows 10 and I press run, and up will come the command window, and I type in shell colon startup. Now this opens up the folder where the programs that begin at the start of the process will be loaded. So I place it in there. So that will solve some of the problems of getting into people's work with that. So that's just a little tip to help you on your way. The other thing that's come across this week is Facebook. And that's, for me, has had a bit of a changeover. It's now got a cleaner, simpler, more straightforward interface. And the dark mode, the dark view, is very useful for those with visual impairments, reversing the contrast of background and foreground. Also, there are new additions, like under the post area, the start area, you can actually now fundraise. So there are tools like that on it. Also, the most brilliant part is the fact that the privacy settings are much more easier to access now, and therefore it's easier for people to be able to change their settings and protect themselves. Much clearer, much better. So well done, Facebook, for doing something great. So that ends our podcast for today. I hope you found it useful and you can put those tips to good use. Now, I should have mentioned while we were doing the start.shell, if you wanted to put a program in there, you need to copy the shortcut or the link on the page from the program's icon, and then copy it into the startup folder. Sorry about that, should have mentioned it. Okay, thank you, and hopefully see you all next week again, or speak to you all next week. Bye for now.